Well, you've probably seen her lighting up the floor at dance battles or even online, serving popping precision with a whole lot of flavor. I was looking at her Instagram, as I was saying earlier today, and it was so, so cool. And joining us now is Sydney-based dancer, educator, and all-around creative force, Mina. She's making waves both locally and internationally, and she's here to tell us more about her journey, what fuels her movement, and what's next. And she's also going to be performing at the Red Bull Dance Your Style happening this Saturday. Mina, good afternoon. How are you going?
Hello, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I am so, so good. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's crazy when, like, I know, for me, like, looking at your Instagram all day and then, like, seeing you here in the flesh, it's like, wow.
Thank you.
But let's start off by asking you, what is popping and how did you get into it?
Well, that's always a very hard question to describe in words.
Yeah.
But I'll do my best. Popping is like tensing and relaxing the muscles to like the rhythm of the music. And you can like, yeah, use your arm, neck, chest, legs, anywhere. And like, yeah.
And how did you get into dancing yourself?
So I actually started with ballet when I was 4 years old. And then I was doing that for a long time. But for the past several years, I've been delving more into street dance. So I've been doing popping and also locking as well.
So did you find that when you were doing ballet, you were like, oh, you know, I like the traditional kind of style of dancing, but you wanted to kind of rebel a bit and try break dancing?
Yeah, honestly,
like,
yeah.
The, I think, as you were saying, popping.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like ballet was towards the end, it was just becoming a bit more restricting for me. So I wanted to like, yeah, try explore more. So then I found popping connected with me well.
Great. Yeah. And you're performing at the Red Bull Dance Your Style, which is basically a dance battle where two people compete and the audience get to decide who wins. How have you been preparing for that?
Yes. So I usually train like mostly every day, just like for myself to like, yeah, keep growing and then, yeah, prepare for any battles that come up. For Red Bull, I'm competing in the qualifiers happening this Friday at Liberty Hall. And hopefully I can make top four for that so I can make the national finals the next day at Horton Pavilion.
Yeah, yes. On the Saturday. So when you train, like you're saying that you train every day, what's that look like? Are you playing music and just kind of feeling the music and dancing to it, or do you have different routines that you go through?
Yeah, I generally have a structure for my trainings, but yeah, depending on actually where I train, like I'll practice at home sometimes, practice at like my local studio or even like outside, but yeah, generally just play music and then yeah, just
oh, great.
Practice and vibe, yeah.
And you're also an educator, so do you teach people how to dance as well?
Yes, so I currently teach popping at Crossover Dance Studios located in the city.
Yeah. Oh, great. And what's that like? How long have you been doing that for?
Teaching, I've had the opportunity to teach like kids and then even like uni societies for the past few years. And then this year I started teaching open classes for adults.
Yeah. Oh, great. So going back to this event that you are dancing and battling at, the Red Bull Dance Your Style event, how have you found going into this? Is this like kind of like the biggest event that you've done, or is there any other battles that have kind of come close to this?
Definitely in Australia, this is a very big event because especially for national finals, some of the best dancers in Australia are coming together to like battle it out, and then the winner of the national finals actually gets to represent Australia in LA in the world finals for Red Bull. So this is a pretty big event for the street dance community.
And the one happening this weekend, there have been lots of battles around Australia, right?
Yes.
So this one is the final. So the best dancers from all around Australia are competing this weekend.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, and how do you feel? Like, the thing that I found quite interesting about this event is that the audience gets to decide who's the winner. So there's no actually judges. It's, like, based on the audience. So
that's definitely, like, key, like, special part of it.
Yeah, how do you try and woo the audience?
That's always very hard because I find, yeah, audience, it'll definitely be a mixture of, like, street dancers and, like, the general public. So, yeah, honestly, yeah, maybe it depends on the person. But for me personally, when I like compete in Red Bull, I still want to just stay true to myself and just express the music how I want to express it.
Yeah, and does it get quite fiery on the dance floor when you're battling with someone?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And can you explain how a battle actually kind of works?
Yes. So I guess for Red Bull, it'll be like, yeah, one person on like each side, music will play, and then whoever, I guess, wants to go out first, who feels it, they go out, dance for 45 seconds, and then the other person like responds. Yeah. The music, we actually don't know what music comes on. It's up to the DJ. So we just like, yeah, freestyle and respond to the music.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And as you're saying, someone can just quickly jump in when the music starts. Do you find that's a bit of a disadvantage when the person that starts first actually starts dancing? Because you're saying that you have to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you start by dancing first, is that like not the right thing to do because you put yourself on a bit of a back foot?
Actually, I think there's like both like advantages and disadvantages for going first. But I find if you go first, it shows that you're confident, right? And you really want to battle.
So that's a good way to get the audience on your side.
Yeah.
Great. And do you have any plans to pursue this further after this Red Bull event happening over the weekend?
Yes. So I, for the past few years, I have been battling and like learning and training overseas. I'm hoping to continue to do that for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Where have you been training for that?
Mainly Japan, because my parents are Japanese. So I tend to go to Japan often. So I have some teachers there who I learn from, and then I also compete battles there.
Awesome. Well, Mina, it was so nice speaking to you this Wednesday afternoon. If there is anyone out there that wants to get in contact with you or actually get taught by you, how can they do so?
You can hit me up on Instagram. It's Funky Mina.
Hell yeah.
Just hit me up on there.
Hit you up on the IG.
Yes.
There you go, Mina. Keep bopping out there. And thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday. And thank you again also for coming in and telling us a bit more about what you do. And good luck with the qualifiers. Is it tomorrow, right?
Friday.
Friday. Yes. Yeah. Happy training and all the best.